Meow! Welcome to the Cat Tunes Podcast. I'm your host, Catherine Corelli. On this podcast, I'm going to talk about the stories behind my songs, the production tools that I've used, the production methods that I've employed, the instruments that I've played, the instruments that I've discovered, the arrangement methods that I've used, the real-life stories which precipitated the creation of my entire albums or of my separate tracks. So let's jump right into it, shall we? And welcome you listening to the Cat Tunes Podcast. Today is episode 59, and I'm going to be talking about a song called Speed Up, which is the fourth track from the Reborn Heart album from 2012. And of course, my opinions and experience nowadays are very different from the kind of opinions and experience and views that I held back in 2012. So obviously, every album that was written, you know, at a given year, that was being created at a given year, is sort of reflective of whatever I believed in at the time. So it's kind of odd sometimes when you go back, when you take that time machine and you go back in time 10 years ago. I'm looking at the lyrics that I've written back then, and this song and the album, Reborn Heart, has been out for a while now. I've remastered it and republished it on all platforms in 2018, as far as I remember, which has been basically 6 years after its initial release, and already 6 years ago. Was it 6 years ago? No, 4 years ago. So, it's been a while. And I think it's important to outline that back in 2012, when I was working on these songs, not just on Speed Up, but also on other songs from this album, I was in a very strange place because I felt like I was disaffected to a certain extent. I already broke up with my first boyfriend. I've already suffered through some crashing expectations, and certain things didn't pan out my way, and other things were emerging, and I was kind of on a cusp of some major changes in my life. I was looking down, you could say down the barrel of a gun, or I was looking down, you know, staring down the horizon and expecting something to emerge, you know, from behind the horizon. It sort of felt both ways at the same time. It felt like big and beautiful and wonderful and amazing and miraculous things can happen, and at the same time it felt like, well, God only knows what, you know, the next month or next year can bring, because for all I know, it could be utterly annihilating to my very existence, or it might be, you know, why would it be really that different from the kind of roller coaster that I've already had at that point in my life, as far as my life goes. So, getting to Speed Up specifically, I think at that point in time in 2012, I felt that I'm not willing to follow anybody. And at the same time that I'm not willing to lead anybody. And the only, that was kind of like some sort of revelation or conclusion that, or agreement with myself, you could say, that I've reached this conclusion that I came to at the time in 2012. I've concluded that, you know what, perhaps the best thing, the best way to have a relationship and something to aspire to, the kind of relationship that I would like to have, is a relationship in which I would be walking side by side with a man. A relationship in which I wouldn't fall victim to Amen, so that I wouldn't be misled by a man whom I blindly love or am passionate about. And at the same time, so that it would not be a situation in which I am the leader and the man expects me to, you know, to basically to show the path, to walk the path, and to tell him what to do. That I didn't want either. And so at the time in 2012, the way this understanding, this inner agreement, and this kind of sense of balance that it manifested itself is that I was writing these songs, and one of these songs is called Speed Up. And essentially, just like another song on a different album, Through the Gehenna, there is a song called Private. And the hook on that song says something along the lines, something to the effect of stay where you are. Stay where you are, and I'm not going to go back, walk down the road back to you. So you either catch up with me and we can walk together, or I will just take off, and if you can't follow, if you can't catch up with me, then you're gone. The same kind of sentiment I've had here in Speed Up. Here it's a little bit more crystallized. It's about that, you know, about the willingness to cooperate, the willingness to walk for you to be beside me and for me to be beside you. It's about this. It's about not believing at this point that I can follow someone. Being very skeptical. And this skepticism essentially comes from my experience from 2008-2009. With that long-term relationship that I had with my boyfriend. Because ultimately that wasn't leading me down, you know, a good path. And that's why it ended. That's why I walked out on him. So let's read the lyrics, and I think it's pretty much self-explanatory. I apologize for my English at the time, because in 2012 my English was still kind of a little weird. It's very different from my modern-day English, and I would have worded things a little different. But anyways, I think that for the most part you're going to get it, and if there is any comment to be made, I will make it. So, the song opens with an intro that goes like this. Call it love. You're alone if you try to follow. Call it hate. You're alone if you try to. So, it's kind of like a tease thing going on at the same time, because what I'm saying here is, call it love, and you're alone if you try to follow. Try to follow me. Call it hate. You're alone if you try to. So it's kind of love and hate, the concept, the idea of that both love and hate sort of originate from the same spot. They both originate from this spot of when someone is touched by you. It doesn't originate from the place of indifference. No, it comes from a place of someone. You got someone's attention. You got someone feeling something about you. And some people will love you and some people will hate you. And sometimes someone who loves you can hate you. And someone who previously hated you might love you. That's the idea here. And there is a lot of this toying around with words and twisting things backwards and around in circles, you know, in part for the fun of it. And a lot of it is almost like posing questions, you know, almost like rhetoric questions that don't really require an answer. So then there's a verse that goes like this. I'll never declare you a deity, even though I want it to be reality. I'll never idolize you because you're flesh and blood, even though I feel more than just sympathy. Sometimes I want to follow someone to the edge of the earth, even though I know that I will never do that. Bring me to the brim, bring me to the verge, take me to the brink, take me to the edge, till we're out of line. So you see, there is this, It's like, on one hand this, but also on the other hand. It's all about, it's almost like an internal dialogue, or an internal monologue for that reason. It's like, sometimes I wanted this, but even though, or bring me to the verge, take me to the brink, take me to the edge. It's about being on that verge, being on that edge, and sort of being in that position of questioning things and exploring that space. So then there's the next verse. Sometimes I wish I could be your goddess, even though I'll never ever lead you somewhere. Here's where my English gets strange. Even though I'll never ever lead you anywhere would be the right way to go about it. Sometimes I feel like you can become my demon, even though I'll never follow you to nowhere. We push our lives forward till the moment we die. You can walk beside me, but don't step in my way. I'll bring you to the brim, bring you to the verge. Take you to the brink, take you to the edge, till we're out of line. So it's like, I wish you could bring me to the brim, bring me to the verge, but it's also, I will bring you there. I can do that to you too. So it sort of goes both ways. Then there is some sort of bridge, which leads us into the hook. Catch up with me if you want to speed up with me. Hold on with me. You got no time to hesitate. I slow down with you if you want to become a part of me. And I stop with you if we speed up together. So it's like, it's about this promises. If you can do this, then I can do that. If we both intend to be together and do things together, if we speed up together, if we're gonna take off together, then I can stop for you and I can slow down for you. Then there's a hook. Call it love or any other romantic stuff. Call it hate if you have nothing to tell me. Anyway, no matter what you pretend to be, you are alone if you try to follow. Walk beside if you want to be with me. Or curse your fate, I won't regret if you leave. Never stop. Closing in equals death. You are alone if you try to conduct me. But basically, if you try to control me. Closing in equals death. Giving in, I guess, is what I actually meant at the time, but I've used this different expression, which means a different thing. What is meant here is giving in equals death. You are alone if you try to conduct me, if you try to control me. Don't give up, no matter what you pretend to be. Don't give up, no matter what you want to be. Don't give up, no matter what you really are. Don't give up, because I'll turn my back on you. So it's like, again, it's if you do this, I'll do that. If this is that, then that is that. It's all this internal monologue going on here. And there's the next verse that goes, I know the way that it happens. Close up your illusions. I need reality. Seconds, second after second and day after day, even though you feel more than just sympathy. You'll claim my freedom, but I'll refuse. Even though I'll feel like I would give it to you. Even though I'd feel like I would give it to you. Somewhere on the brim, somewhere on the verge, somewhere on the brink, somewhere on the edge, where we're out of line, when we're out of line. Perhaps I could love you more than anyone else, second after second and day after day. Perhaps I could share some time with you, minute after minute and year after year. But I'll never exchange my way for you. Sure, I'd do it if you try to steal me away. Somewhere on the brim, somewhere on the verge, somewhere on the brink, somewhere on the edge, when we're out of line. And then again, there is the bridge that goes, catch up with me if you want to speed up with me. Hold on with me, you got no time to hesitate. I'll slow down with you if you want to become a part of me, and I stop with you if we speed up together. And we're going to get into the hook. Call it love or any other romantic stuff. Call it hate if you have nothing to tell me. Anyway, no matter what you pretend to be, you are alone if you try to follow. Walk beside if you want to be with me. Or curse your fate. I won't regret if you leave. Never stop. Closing in, well, giving in equals death. You're alone if you try to conduct me. Then there is this middle section, then the lyrics are pretty simple. Perhaps I could love you more. Don't give up, don't give up, don't give up. If we speed up together. Don't give up, don't give up. Perhaps I could love you more. Don't give up, don't give up. If we slow down together. Don't give up, don't give up. And then again, call it love. This is the hook again. Call it love or any other romantic stuff. Call it hate. If you have nothing to tell me anyway, no matter what you pretend to be, you're alone if you try to follow me. Walk beside if you want to be with me. Or curse your fate, I won't regret if you leave. Never stop. Closing in, well, giving in equals death. You are alone if you try to conduct me. And this has been repeated twice. Then there is call it love, you're alone if you try to follow. Call it hate. You're alone if you try to follow. Perhaps I could love you more. This is the conclusive last section. Perhaps I could love you more. Don't give up. Don't give up. If we speed up together. Perhaps I could love you more. If we slow down together. Perhaps I could love you. Perhaps I could love you. It goes on and on. Call it love. You're alone if you try to follow. Call it hate. You're alone if you try to. And that's basically the whole song. It's all about, you know, don't give up. Don't give up on pursuing me. And I will not give up on, you know, pursuing you. So, and it's all about the ifs and buts. But, you know, like, I would do this. But then, you know, actually I feel like that. I don't know how to define this. I don't know how to actually express what this song is about. It's about an internal monologue, and it's pretty much an amalgamation of wherever I was at the time in 2012 in terms of how I felt about any potential partners. I've had a lot of my hopes shattered, and in a way, I've become more cynical than I used to be. And so, I didn't know what to expect from the future. I didn't know what to expect. And I think I felt somewhat defensive at the time, because the way I've seen it is that if I was to wind up with another guy, I would have been a lot more cautious than previously. I would have to look out for my best interest, and it would have been a lot more difficult for me to trust. It wasn't the same anymore. It was different. And I guess that's just a natural thing. But anyways, I'm talking about the song. I'm not talking about necessarily about what did I feel at the time. Just like with any of my songs, I'm using whatever I feel at the time or whatever thoughts I have. I write a song. I use it as material for writing songs. Then I write the song, but while I'm writing it, I'm also trying to generalize the whole message and to make it more relatable to everybody, basically. Instead of writing solely just about my own very personal emotions and very personal experience. So, I'm hoping that enough people can relate to the message of the song and just, you know, see it as funny, maybe, or not so very funny, tragic, or kind of melancholic, romantic, or, you know, disaffected. Gosh, I'm talking a lot. Disaffected. Romantic or disaffected. So, with that being said, let's move on to the next section, shall we?
Oh,
Okay, so first things first, this song is in the key of A minor, very basic key. And it starts out, the intro starts out with a phrase like this. So you see, it's a simple kind of vocal riff. We're starting with an F major to an A minor. Then we're going to B major, 7, B major minus 7. D minor minus 7. Then an E major with an augmented fifth. And again, F major plus 7. A minor. B major minus 7. D minor minus 7. E major with an augmented fifth. Let's listen. I didn't yet play the song. So, as usual, I will be playing and then I'll be stopping the playback and I will be delivering some comments, right? So let's listen. There's a bridge. So this was the verse that just played. That section was the verse. And then the response to that, it's like the whole song is one line is being sang and the other line, the response to that is like the answer or like a clarification or something, which usually goes a little faster. So the first line goes ba 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 da do do ba, and then the answer, the second line ba da do da da do da 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 dum dum, and then the third line ba 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 on the B major da 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 ba. You see what happens there? There's a little suspension there. So, I'm simplifying. I'm not even trying to sing with lyrics right now. I'm just basically showing you the idea. So, this is how the melody relates to the chord progression, right? So now, separately, what's in the chord progression? It starts with an A minor. Then there is a B major minus 7. Da 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 says that that backing vocal. This is a D minor minus 7. Then there's an F major plus 7. Which goes into an E major. And then repeats itself, and there is a slightly different variation of the melody, but the chord progression on the second part of the verse is exactly the same. After that, let's listen to the bridge first. And we're moving into the hook. Minor chord starts with an A minor, goes into an A minor minus 7, then into an A minor with an F sharp, then an inversion of the F major chord, then A minor, then a diminished A minor chord. Goes into an inversion of D minor minus 7 with some passing bass lines, which are really not that significant. And then we're going into the hook. Let's listen to the hook. Okay, so what's happening here is that basically four chords. There's an A minor, it starts with an F major plus 7. And there's this little thing. Which is an E major, right? A minor, then a D major minus 7, and then it repeats itself. Mm-hmm. sort of depends on whatever is happening in the melody, but it's a C major. So, this is this section of the song. Let's continue. F major, A minor, B major, G minor. Add to the next verse. Now there is this new section which is different from everything that we've heard before, so let's listen to it carefully. So this is slightly different, and it's sort of, I have to say this, I've drawn a lot of inspiration here. This type of sequence with this kind of chord progression comes from Radiohead. I think Radiohead had quite a major influence on my music, on my songwriting. So this kind of chord progression, Perhaps I could love you more. At the same time, the way it is arranged, it almost sounds like something from EDM music. A minor, E major, G major, F major, F major, if. F major. And then immediately after that, we're staying on F major and we're going into the hook. Let's listen to the hook. This Radiohead sequence. We'll be right back. So this last section, this last little choir section. And if you speak up together, if you slide home together, perhaps I could love you more. So it's an, starts with an A minor, and it's all in the vocals. At that point, there are no other instruments. So, if we slow down together, so it's an A minor, then it's an E major, then it's an F major plus 7 to an A major, then F major plus 7. If we sleep, F major plus 7. If we slow down together, D minor, minus 7. Perhaps I could love you more. Perhaps I could love you more. So there's an E major. That's basically the music analysis for this song. Let's move on to the next section, shall we? So as you can see, or rather, as you can hear, Speed Up is not a difficult song, really. In terms of music composition, it's not like the Overcome album, which is all pretty complicated with very complex sections and all sorts of modular activity going on there and changing time signatures and that kind of jazz. No. Speed Up, just like many other songs on this Reborn Heart album, is a pretty straightforward song. And really, quite frankly, I don't think that the lyrics themselves have like a very deep meaning per se. No, it's basically, it's all on the surface. It's all about, you know, asking questions, quite often rhetoric questions, and sort of feeling sad, I would say, about not being able to really follow a man. And not wanting to lead anybody anywhere and feeling like, you know what, at this point, you know, after everything that happened, I'd rather have you just, you know, by my side and maybe in under those circumstances, if, then maybe we can work something out. It's this kind of song. It has a fair amount of, you know, sadness to it because it would have been a happier song if it was just, you know, me being basically saying, hey, I want to follow you. I want to follow you to the edge of the earth, because that's what really I feel like I would like to have. But was it possible in 2012? No, it wasn't. I have to make a special shout out for Liz Shelley, we've lived together back in 2012, and these other vocals that you hear on this song, on Speed Up, those are her vocals. She has a slightly different accent. We were recording this track together, just like the next song, which is called No One Matters Somehow. We've performed together. She didn't participate in writing the music or vocal parts. I basically gave her the vocal parts to sing, and she was singing them. We're living together, we're having plenty of fun, and we're doing a few things together. So, and she was involved in this album, in the Reborn Heart album. And I think it turned out pretty cool. So huge shout out to Liz Shelley. She's also known as Alyssa Shelley, or in professional circles, she's known as Alyssa Teletnikova. You can find her on IMDb. on that site. She is a film editor. And she lives nowadays in Czech Republic, in Czechia. So you can check her out if you need film editing for your project, for your ad, or for your movie, or for your indie movie, or for a music video, or something like this. You can reach out to me at LadyCatherineCorelli@gmail.com if you have any questions, and I can connect you with Liz. She's a wonderful editor, she's a great professional, and an amazing person. And with that being said, I'm going to be wrapping up this episode. In case you haven't heard any of my music yet, of course, I would want to urge you to find my music on any major streaming platform, be that Spotify or Apple Music or Deezer or iTunes or even YouTube. Just type in Catherine Corelli, Catherine with a C, Corelli with a C. I will give the link in the description to SongWhip, where you can just basically click on that link and it will open up a page with all the platforms that my music is on, so you can easily find me. Don't worry about that one. The link, my email address is also going to be in the description to this episode, just like to any other of my episodes. So if you have any questions, if you want to drop me a comment on this podcast, if you want me to go more in depth, or even any questions or suggestions, or you would like me to cover a particular album after this one, after Reborn Heart. If you want me to cover another album that I haven't covered yet, and you want me to prioritize that one, reach out to me at LadyCatherineCorelli@gmail.com, drop me a line, and I will consider that, alright? Also, I want to, since you can easily find my music on YouTube, I would of course urge you to check out my actual YouTube channel, and I have one, and on my YouTube channel I have the Cat Talk video cast, where I'm talking about, for the most part, things that are not related to music, social and political commentary, but also I do have a playlist called Cat Vibes, and that is mostly very casual, very relaxed footage. And there's plenty of various footage. Sometimes it's me doing stuff in the backyard, sometimes it's me showing the beautiful state of Kentucky. I love this state. Kentucky is a beautiful, wonderful, amazing state with amazing landscapes and views all over the place. And sometimes, and there's going to be a lot of these videos coming soon, my actual creative process, like the way I record guitars, and I give some commentary on why do I do this and why do I do that. My process of recording drums, some of my vocal process, some of those things. So if you're interested in that, in, you know, basically my kitchen, my musical backyard, check out my YouTube channel, subscribe, follow me, and you might be not interested in politics or, you know, social commentary, at least check out my Cat Vibes videos. Maybe that would be of interest to you. And of course, I also conclude every episode by making a little ad. We have Southern Caracol Skin Health and Aromatherapy products, which means that we do have soaps and lotions, and we have two types of soaps. We have skin healing soaps and oatmeal honey soaps, and we got aromatherapy line of soaps. We got lip balm, we got shampoo bars, something that you won't find in a conventional big box store. You usually don't see shampoo bars. We actually have hard shampoo, which is very good for your scalp, good for your hair. And the skin healing line of soaps is very good for dry skin, for generally speaking, for your skin. It will make your skin healthier, it will make your skin glow, literally. If you have stuff like psoriasis or eczema or dry skin due to diabetes or something along those lines, or if you were working in your backyard and you got some of that nasty poison ivy or poison oak on your skin, these soaps that we have, the oatmeal honey line of soaps, they can help you to mitigate the damage to your skin caused by poison ivy and poison oak, and also it can help you to heal your skin. If you have psoriasis or eczema, it actually works. So I would urge you to check out our skin health and aromatherapy products at southerncaracol.com. Again, the link is going to be in the description. And With that being said, thank you very much for spending your time with me. Thank you for checking out this podcast. If you like it, please share it with your friends. Share it on your social media. I will appreciate this. And you will hear me on the next episode.